First, the Panthers get the cup, and now Bam got the bag. South Florida, we up, baby.
Live from the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios.
The man your man could smell.
Theo Dorsey is theoretically speaking.
But are you a different animal and the same beast?
What does that mean, Kobe Bryant?
Streaming live on YouTube, here's Theo Dorsey.
No better day to hear that different animal, same beast in a day like today. On a Wednesday, for Theoretically Speaking, it's your boy Theo Dorsey. C-Cat on the ones and twos as always. And if you're locked in with us on YouTube, again, that's at Theo Speaking on YouTube. You see the man sitting across from me. That is Brandon Bryant. If that name sounds familiar, it's because he's an FAU alum, also an 8-year NFL vet, and a newly minted author of children's books. Brandon Bryant, how we doing today?
I'm doing great, man. Thanks for having me here.
It is our pleasure here on Theoretically Speaking as you make your debut here and you have with you your debut book. Before we get into Bam getting his major bag, before we get into the real topic of the day, which is which of the four professional sports teams in South Florida right now, the Miami Marlins, the Florida Panthers, the Miami Heat, and the Miami Dolphins, which one represents South Florida the best right now? We got to shout out to what you're doing, not just for South Florida, but for really all of the nation in your children's books. I know you said you have one on the way, but the one that's already out right now and available on Amazon is So You Want to Be an Athlete. Can we get a flash of that for the people on YouTube of the book cover here?
My pleasure.
It is an amazing thing. You know, a lot of times when you see a guy like yourself, big, burly, strong, you're very athletic, obviously 8 years in the NFL. It makes sense. You also now have turned your career into doing something that matters to your heart, and that is improving literacy amongst kids, as well as being somebody who can help further that cause. For you specifically, what is it about authoring these books and specifically working towards children's literacy that hits home?
One, man, it's fun. It's rewarding. You know, when you can give a kid a book that, you know, usually may not enjoy to read, you know, they call them the reluctant reader, or maybe these kids don't even have access to books at home, and you can give them a book and they're interested in it. One, because, you know, I've been blessed to play in the NFL. So, you know, the kids kind of, you know, they look up to us as role models. And two, it's a cool book. So, you know, you give the kid the book and they're like, man, this is kind of cool. I think I'll read it. And
I was about to say, that's really cool, especially coming from a guy like yourself who can tell that NFL journey as well as let kids know it's cool to read. It broadens your mind.
Exactly, you know. And when I was a kid, you know, like most kids, we thought reading was a chore. It was boring. Maybe it's something we had to do when we got in trouble. But to give it as a kid as maybe a reward, or like, hey, this is coming from the words of an NFL player, check it out. You know, they're always excited to see it. So, man, it's so rewarding, and it inspires me just as well as it inspires them.
Glad for the work you're doing. We'll tell people where they can find you soon because you do have an event coming up in Lake Worth. We'll talk about that. You played for the Bills, the Jets, the Giants, and the Browns in your 8 years in the league. And now I'm going to have you as now a South Florida resident out here and an FAU alum. I'm bringing you in. I'm looping you in on this conversation we've been having since the Stanley Cup champion Florida Panthers have lifted up Lord Stanley Cup and have been celebrating with it all week long. I can't wait until Sunday to see what that Panthers parade is like. But it got us thinking here, because in most towns, the NFL team has a stranglehold on the city, a stranglehold on the region. And you're from Omaha, Nebraska, so you don't really know how that really feels growing up in. Because what were the NFL teams in Nebraska?
Man, we have no NFL teams, but, you know, you get a lot of support for the Cowboys, the Chiefs, the Bears, the Packers, you know, local Midwest, you know, kind of
central. Just wherever you can reach out to the closest is what. But y'all are Cornhuskers through and through.
Nebraska, man. Nebraska Cornhuskers reign supreme.
So here in South Florida, it's funny because the Miami Dolphins, obviously being the NFL team, is going to reign superior. And if you're talking about a poll that we actually put out here on at ESPN West Palm, and y'all can tap in and vote on that poll still, which team in South Florida best represents the area, the Miami Marlins, the Miami Heat, the Miami Dolphins, or the Florida Panthers? There's ground to be made up from with these other squads, right? Like the Dolphins have the longest active drought when it comes to playoff wins. They have not won a playoff game in 24 years. It's such a thorn in their side that Mike McDaniel famously talked about how he schedules meetings, and he's been doing that throughout OTAs, at like 12-24 or 3-24 to remind staffers and players about how long it's been, because they know those headlines and narratives will come December. That's an interesting point to me. The Miami Heat themselves, though we did get the Bam Adebayo news today, and we also got a hunch that Jimmy Butler is going to be here for the long haul, the Miami Heat have been knocking on the door the past few years, but they haven't won the championship since 2013. The door is open for a team like the Stanley Cup champion Panthers. The door is open, dare I say, for the Miami Marlins. So I think it's a fair question for us to address today. And you can jump in with us here and give us your answer as well. Which South Florida professional team best represents this area? 888-760-3776. 888-760-3776. Hit us up on the Baptist Health Hotline. Are you experiencing foot and ankle pain and need to see an expert in the field? Baptist Health Orthopedic Care has a team of foot and ankle orthopedic surgeons and specialists who are regarded as leaders in their specialty. Visit baptisthealth.net/ortho to learn more today. Baptist Health Orthopedic Care combines its resources of experienced physicians and leading edge treatments and technology to provide advanced orthopedic, foot and ankle, joint replacement, spine and sports medicine care. Visit baptisthealth.net/ortho for more information today. Baptist Health Orthopedic Care has offices conveniently located in Palm Beach County through the Florida Keys. Learn more by visiting baptisthealth.net/ortho. So to me, this one is clear and cut. And I think the biggest difference now between if I were to answer this thing 5 years ago is the Miami Dolphins have a lot of hope around them right now. The Miami Dolphins have the theatrics around them right now. And though we don't know what's going to happen with Tua Tagovailoa, the quarterback extension right now, he might have to play under the fifth-year option. They have a guy in Mike McDaniel at coach who's the young boy genius, who has all of the inner workings of a guy that people want to play for because he's such a masterful play caller. They've got Tyreek Hill, right? The fastest guy in the sport, if you ask him. I think some guys are coming up on his heels there, but definitely one of the most electric players in all of the sport. And then they bring in guys like OBJ and whatnot. Like, the Dolphins are a great watch right now. So I still think this is a Dolphins town. The Dolphins dominate this area, though they haven't won a playoff game in more than two decades, and they haven't won a Super Bowl since before many of us were alive. But I do think the door is open. I ask you, Brandon, Brian, who's not, you're not influenced by growing up here and having ties anywhere. You played at FAU, which when we tweeted out the poll, there were some folks saying, how can you leave the Owls out of this thing? For you, which team do you think best represents South Florida? The Marlins, the Heat, the Panthers, or those Dolphins out in Miami Gardens?
So I got to give you a long-winded answer, man, because that's like, you know, that question has a lot of variables.
Yeah. But,
you know, you got to go with the hot hand down here. If you're not winning down here, then, you know, you're looking at stands and nobody will be there. You'll see it at FAU, UM, Marlin Park, wherever. So the Panthers are winning. So, you know, it's probably hard to find tickets there. So I'm going to go with the champs, man. I'm going to go with the Bears.
I got to rock with you on that. That's a smart move. You picked the champs. I'm guessing you didn't have a hockey affiliation, a team that you were rocking with growing up before you got out here. How much of that Panthers pride, the Rat Pack that you kind of catch abroad as well on the trek to their journey, how much of it did you enjoy?
I enjoyed it, man. It's cool to see. It's cool to see the community getting behind these guys, man. You see them at Fort Lauderdale Beach at the Elbow Room, taking the trophy in the ocean.
Yeah.
And just enjoying it, man. And, you know, all my friends seem like they got a chance to go out there and live it up as well, man. And I'm from Omaha, Nebraska. Really, anywhere in America, you know, hockey's growing here. It wasn't that big when we were kids, but just seeing everyone get behind it, man, it's been very cool to see. So I'm a Panther fan now, too.
I love it. I love it. Brandon Bryant here, 8-year NFL vet, children's book author, and FAU alum, declaring his Panthers fandom right here on Theoretically Speaking. Those are the moments you can ask for, you can get here, especially on a Wednesday. For you, again, you've been in the NFL. You 2016, you were undrafted, went to the Seattle Seahawks. You've played for several teams. You've been around a lot of players, vets, coaches. I'm curious. It's always fun hearing people's welcome to the league moment. You, I'm sure, have had yours, whether it came at camp in the preseason or throughout the year. What's your one welcome to the league moment where you realize, okay, I'm here and these are the big dogs and I got to step my game up to make sure I can continue to compete out here with these guys?
Man, that was when I came in with Seattle, man, we had some legends on that team, man. Richard Sherman, Cam Chancellor, Cliff Averill, Michael Bennett, man. And every day was a welcome to the league moment, man, because these guys were so good. And I come in the league, a 22-year-old kid, not knowing much, man. But it honestly probably came in first or second preseason game. We're playing against the Dallas Cowboys. And I'm playing the game. I'm playing early. And all of a sudden, I've never played special teams in my life. And in the NFL, if you're a defensive lineman, if you're going to be on that team, if you're not a starter, you have to play special teams or yeah. you won't be on the team. So we get out there, I play, then all of a sudden I'm on kickoff and I'm on punt return, never done any of this. And a penalty happens. I run down the field on punt and we got to run back. I run down the field 80 yards, come back, do it again. And then the coach leaves me in for the entire series, maybe 10 plays straight. And I've never been so tired in my life. And at that point, I realized, man, the NFL, man, there's no tapping your helmet. If you're trying to make the team, you got to get out there and stick it out. So just from that moment, man, I realized that, you know, this is no longer just, you know, a game that's fun that you're doing at school. It's a job, man, and you got to leave it all out there.
You ain't pull the fake the hammy? You ain't
if I would have did that, man, they probably would have sent me home.
Right. So
had to figure it out, man. Had to pull that strength from within, but it was different, man.
Gotta love that. Gotta love that. Brandon Bryant sharing this welcome to the NFL moment. Bam Adebayo for the Miami Heat just got paid huge. 3 years, $166 million. When you talk about professional franchises in this area that represent the area, everybody can relate to wanting to be a part of something like hashtag Heat culture, like what they built out there. 7 NBA Finals appearances since 06, 3 championships. And now we know that one of the guys that's going to be the focal point for this team going forward will be here through 2029. So first of all, with Bam Adebayo, we got to play our cue. Whenever somebody gets a bag,
there's poor people around.
166.
With your broke ass.
I got to show some love to my guy from High Point, North Carolina. But also on top of that, it makes me think, too, with this Miami Heat squad, with the beloved players they have, with Jimmy Butler, who feels like the biggest South Florida star, does it not feel like it's up for the grabs as well for the Heat to be the team that kind of takes over in this town? I know they disappointed us this past year. We'll see what they do tonight at number 15 in the NBA draft. But either way, it feels like that team, that hot commodity and also the hot ticket, because pulling up to Kaseya Center is a vibe, right? Like, have you gone to a Heat game since you've been out here in South Florida?
I have not.
You got it. That's the thing you got to check off the checklist.
Yeah, bucket list, man. I got in, you know, when I first got down here, it's LeBron and D-Wade and everything, and I got invited to a couple games, but never made it. But I'm looking
at it. How do you get invited to the Big Three Heatles games and you're too busy for that?
I'll tell you how. When I was in college, man, I had a scooter. Yeah. I didn't have a car. So you can't scoot down to Biscayne, man, from Boca. So, you know, I had to miss that out. Couldn't find a ride.
My bad, Brian. I can't catch you play tonight, dog. I ain't got no gas money. Uber.
Uber, man.
Catch a ride.
It's like 2013, man.
Right. Yeah. You're right. I cannot judge. And also, I have the infamous story of turning down a Prince concert to hang out with friends one time when I was in Minneapolis that would have been at his estate.
Wow.
In Minneapolis. Turning down a Prince concert to sit around and play drinking games with a bunch of friends at a conference. I will not rehash those details, but a little bit worse than missing out on the Big Three Heat.
I agree.
A little bit worse than that. Brandon Bryant joining us, FAU alum and 8-year NFL vet. You're here really to talk about the book that you have, not just that, but then also the programs that you're out there doing right now. You'll be in Lake Worth on July 18th. You'll be in Lake Worth, and you're doing an event at the Norman J. Wembley Community Gymnasium, July 18th at 6 p.m., At Literacy Unleashed. First off, who came up with the title?
The Lake Worth Library actually came up with the title.
I like it. I love it.
I'm digging it, too.
And for you, what's your goal at this event, and what have you felt? Have you felt that the impact that your book has made on children? I know you just came out with this thing in January, right?
Yes.
Is when you first got published. It's now been 6 months. You've shared your story. You've done a lot of teaching and talking to different classes and groups. What are kids getting out of your book?
Well, man, they're getting a great story, man. They're getting a message from a guy who, you know, I've seen guys at the height of their game. I've seen them get there. I've seen them fall off. I've seen guys that were some of the best athletes you could imagine that don't make it, you know? So like, what can I put in a book to relay that to these kids at a young age? So anytime I get a chance to give this to a kid, that's what I want them to see. I want them to see that anything is possible, but you have to put the work in. You know, you can make it. It's going to be extremely difficult, but if you do what you need to do, it's a possibility you can make it. And along with that comes education. You know, you got to take school serious. So I wanted to put that in this book, and I wanted to make it fun. I wanted to make it entertaining. I wanted to have pictures, and I wanted it to rhyme as well. So, you know, I just want that. I want kids to get that. And at this event, it's going to be, you know, we're going to have fitness stations. We're going to have reading stations. You know, we got great sponsors that are, you know, donating laptops, and, you know, every book will be free. So, man, it's going to be a very, very cool event.
That's touching, man. And also for you to be doing that, knowing how busy you are. Also, congratulations on being a new father as well. Dedicating that time and giving back to the community. We always love to see that here, especially on Theoretically Speaking. You talked about putting the work in. The New York Knicks did more than that on the phones, making deals today. The deal that was announced actually last night, Mikal Bridges to the Knicks. Last season, the Knicks had 50 wins, and they made it to the second round with three Villanova Wildcats. How high can they climb now that they've added number four? We'll address that, plus we'll have the get around when we come back. But before we go, I do have to tell you about the Kaiser University Golf Coaching Center. I know you're an FAU guy, but when I golf, when I swing my clubs, I learn how to do it a little bit better at the Kaiser University Golf Coaching Center. Do you golf at all?
Man, I can go to the driving range. That's about it.
Well, good for you. There is a driving range at the Kaiser University Golf and Coaching Center. They have a putting green. They have an area for you to chip at. They have a 2,000 square foot indoor facility where you can work on all of your clubs, because there's ball flight technology, three different hitting bays, and you work one-on-one with the coach. My guy is Coach Pete. He gets my game right all the time. And the best thing is, when you train like a Seahawk, it's like you're training to be a champion, because they actually have 5 national championships just within golf in the past 10 years under the same coach. Like Kaiser University Seahawks, they're good at golf on the collegiate level. They're also great at teaching it at the Kaiser Golf Center. It's KaiserGolfCenter.com, KaiserGolfCenter.com. Sign up to get your lessons today, and you can train right there on the flagship campus of Kaiser University off I-95 and the Turnpike. When we come back, again, a fourth Villanova Cat. The college buddies trying to kick it at the professional level. What does that mean for the Knicks? Are they strong enough to take down the mighty Celtics? Dare I call them that? We discuss. That's Brandon Bryant, C-Cats on the ones and twos. I'm Theo Dorsey. We're Theoretically Speaking on ESPN 106.3.
Live from the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios, Theo Dorsey is Theoretically Speaking. Streaming live on YouTube, here's Theo Dorsey.
Will Bronny James get drafted tonight? Will the Miami Heat actually pick with the 15th pick, or do they trade it off to get somebody to help Jimmy and Bam? Congrats on the payday, by the way, Bam. Will the NBA admit 2 days is too many for the NBA draft? Find out tonight. NBA draft. The Hawks will be up first with the first pick, and if the NBA does finally admit it was an accident to go to 2 days, because I don't know when the NBA draft itself has been that glamorous, that big of a deal, to have two separate days, hopefully it does become that. If they say it's an accident, I can tell you who to call. Anajar and Levine, accident attorneys. Car accident, truck accident, slip and fall. My friends, Anajar and Levine, Mark Anajar and Glenn Levine, they will fight for you. They don't get paid unless you do. They fight to get you the maximum compensation you deserve, so call Anajar and Levine for your free consultation. Don't settle for just any attorney. Demand Anajar and Levine. That's the Anajar and Levine difference. It takes just one phone call to take back control of your life. So take back control of your life. Call 1-800-747-FREE. That's 1-800-747-3733. We got Brandon Bryant in the studios today, the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios, 8-year NFL vet, FAU alum, and a guy who admits he's a newfound Panthers fan. Welcome to the club.
Thank you.
The Cats Club, right? The cool cats, man. The fun thing about these days like this, when you have a guy like Bam Adebayo who gets a major payday, you have a major shakeup in the NBA with the Knicks adding Mikal Bridges, is you get to call back to some memories from prior. Back in January, I actually was at a charity golf tournament put on by Reggie Jackson. It was at the Floridian out here in Palm Beach County. And when I got a chance to talk to some of the folk there, one of them there was a guy by the name of Julius Irvin, Dr. J. And I was curious. In my conversation with Dr. J, I was curious of who caught his eye as a player that not just mesmerized the crowds, but also was really good up and coming in the NBA. Who does Dr. J like? And you'd be interested to hear his answer. This video is on ESPN West Palm Play and on Theoretically Speaking on YouTube. So you can subscribe there to get our exclusive content, or you tap in right now. Here's Dr. J on his favorite player.
Well, Kawhi Leonard was my favorite player for a long period of time. I think Mikal Bridges is moving him out of that spot, but he's not going away easily. But I like Mikal Bridges.
The Knicks just added that Mikal Bridges. It took 5 first-round picks, another pick swap, Bojan Bogdanovic, and a whole lot of other minute details that I can't get into, but they made a major swing to bring over another Villanova Wildcat, and that's Dr. J's opinion on it. Maybe Dr. J will be showing up at Madison Square Garden, showing some love to Knicks fans. How cool is that, right? If you're Mikal Bridges, to hear a guy like Dr. J, an all-time great, point you out before he's even reached that superstardom as a guy he's locked in on. Like, that's got to make his day, make him even work harder, right?
Yeah, that's everything. When you know, guys that you grew up watching, or even in his case, probably his parents grew up watching, when those guys mention you by name, you know, it gives you a whole nother level of confidence, man. A whole nother level.
What's NFL vet for you, Brandon Bryant? You had an 8-year career. You played on teams. The Bills is one of the ones that is that's more resounding for you. I see you post pictures in the Bills uniform, so I'm guessing Bills Mafia caught your wind. Which NFL vet made the biggest impact on your career in the past 8 years in the league?
Man, that's a couple names coming to mind. Richard Sherman, one of the first, you know, true superstars vets I was around. Mario Addison, who's just a true vet, man. Just like, you know, just a pro's pro.
Does everything.
Yeah, does everything right, and he wants to see other people around him succeed. And then most recently, Von Miller. Like, just playing with Von Miller, you know, it just he elevates everyone around him. You know, he's constantly conscious of how he acts and what he says, and he knows it's all important. So a very intentional guy, man. And you learn so much from being around these guys off the field, on the field, and, you know, just how to be a pro. So those guys, man, hands down.
His play in that Super Bowl against the Panthers, 25th, like, I'll never forget how reckless he was against those Panthers and how much havoc he wreaked. I can't believe this dude's still doing it at such a high level. Like,
and that play comes to mind, right? Like, you know how much confidence you got to have to get to the ball and not even go for the sack, just go for the ball. Like, that shows you, like, okay, this guy's been here. He has 100-plus sacks. He's not worried about, you know, just getting the tackle. He wants to take it to the next level. So, just, you know, that's how that guy is every day, man. And it's an inspiration to be around him.
As a Texas brother, that's love. That's love right there. I'm Houston. He's more Dallas area, but that's love. A guy like that with an engine like that. You like traveling a lot, right? You say you're leaving off to go somewhere tomorrow.
Yes, I'm flying to Toronto in the morning.
Okay, cool. So you like to move around. Here on Theoretically Speaking, we have our engine, our vehicle of travel. We call it the Get Around, and we use it to hit all of the major sports headlines of the day so that people driving, people tapping in with us on ESPN app or on YouTube, they don't have to surf the web. We do it for them. Here is the Get Around. I get around. What you mean you don't know? Before we go, too, I just got a text from one of my buddies. He said, I can't believe you didn't admit you were a Panthers fan back when that Super Bowl happened. I didn't feel like getting into the back and forth, though, with Brandon here. He's a guest. I didn't feel like letting them know what my get down is.
Feels like you got to be exposed each and every time.
It's too long of an explanation.
You don't bring it up yourself. Just say you switched teams when you saw the Chiefs were good.
I switched teams. All right. I was born in Kansas, though, so I do have a birthright. But we're not getting into that right now, Brandon. No. Don't judge me.
Right. I'll let it go. Next time.
Next stop.
Bristol, Connecticut. Active New Orleans Pelicans guard CJ McCollum is discussing NBA free agency moves for Paul George on NBA Today. Here's what it sounded like, and you tell me if this is all right.
Could you imagine him, Steph, Dre, together?
You like that better than Maxie, him, and Joel?
Well, the health. We talk about health.
Okay, okay.
We talk about the importance of availability.
Correct. Because you're leaving.
If him and Joel are going to be able to play in the playoffs, that's completely different. But we're looking at history, which has Joel has played, but he's been injured in the playoffs, which has hampered the team and put a lot on Maxie. It's put a lot on the rest of the guys
who have to
play up a role or two, which is we went through the same thing in New Orleans. If your best player gets hurt or close to your best player, everybody has to play up a role, which is sustainable for short periods of time, but not for long periods of time throughout the playoffs.
CJ McCollum, what he just did right there, number one, he admitted that when Zion's out, he, who is a guy that the Pelicans lean on to be more active, to be more of a leader and a scorer, is not able to do that for a long period of time. If I'm the Pelicans GM, I'm like, dude, what do we have you here for? But then also on top of that, how do you feel, Brandon, as a guy that competed in the NFL at the highest level, how do you feel about all of the integration of current athletes in media, especially when it goes as far as being on cable network, actively talking about other dudes' free agency in your own conference. Like, to me, if I'm in CJ McCollum's locker room, I'm like, dude, what do you mean he could contend for a title in the West? We in the West.
Man, I think it's cool, honestly, because you don't want to just marginalize someone to, hey, just go out there and dribble, go out there and play football. I want you to develop other skills. I want you to follow your passions while you're an active player. But you got to be very careful of what you say.
Yeah.
You know, it's a very delicate balance in that locker room and with the fans. You don't want to put out the wrong message. So I love it. Like, you know, Draymond, guys like that have a podcast, you know, a bunch of NFL guys as well. So, you know, go out there, experiment. But just remember, you know, you got a job to do. So be very careful what you say.
You got a main job. We talked about that BAM extension. They paying more for you to play in the league than for you to get up on that desk in Bristol. Right.
Exactly.
You actually had a little run with ESPN West Palm back in the day. Brian Rowitz here was telling me that one of the years you were hurt, you kind of shadowed a bit. You did a little media and playing career stuff.
Yeah. I did some in locker room interviews that they would broadcast. And,
yeah.
You know, luckily, you know, these guys, you know, they weren't looking for the hot take. So if I said something wrong, they would, you know, they would edit it out. They weren't out to make me look bad. But in the NBA, you know, you go to some of these other places, it's not the case. You know,
yeah.
They're not going to, you know, I was a 19-year-old kid. So, you know, they help me out. But in the real world, that's not the case. If you mess up and say something they can use as a clip, it's going to be out there forever.
Let me find out you was calling for Charlie Partridge's job, man.
Oh, my God.
Next up, Brian Windhorst in Miami, Florida. Wendy was talking to Pat McAfee. He gave an update on the Heat offseason plans, including Jimmy Butler's plan.
I think Jimmy Butler is going to be with the Heat this year and focus on this season.
Sorry.
And then we'll see what happens next summer. I do think the Heat are always looking to improve. They have been in the market trying to add somebody next to Jimmy Butler. We saw them go for Dame Lillard. I think they were trying to get Drew Holiday.
Uh-huh.
I think they will be in the market and see if they can get something done. They don't have the greatest assets right now, but a big move for Miami this summer is re-signing Bam Adebayo. He's extension eligible. He's under contract, but he's extension eligible. That's an extension that they might do this summer.
Of course, Windhorst said that right before Bam Adebayo's extension was announced, 3 years, $166 million. I live and die with the Heat. As a Heat fan, this summer, though, something's got to shake. They've got to do something to improve that roster around just extending Bam and keeping Jimmy Butler. Because I look at the Celtics, all those dudes we just saw go and win that championship, they're coming back. And they just called Miami easy. I look at the Knicks. They're adding perimeter wing guys. We'll see if they're able to lock in OG Anunoby as well and keep him there. And then you still have teams like the Sixers who are looking to move on the margins. Like, the Heat got to pull the trigger on something this summer for me to feel confident in them again. But for you as a guy that's here in South Florida, like, just hearing Jimmy and Bam are back, that continuity, having the stars in place, gives you a warm feeling, right?
Yeah, sure does. You know, I'm excited to see what they can do. Obviously, you know, they got the beast in the East up there. The Celtics, they always have to get past.
Oh, don't
so.
Call them, man. No, uh-uh.
Hey, they deserve it. They deserve it, man. They deserve it, man.
The beast in the East.
The beast in the East. So,
hell,
you know,
no.
They got to bring out the big weapon.
Yeah, the beast in the East that went last year after the Heat beat them, they went ran and got a 7-3 dude, Andrew Holiday, a finals winner already. Yeah, sure, beasts.
It worked.
Next stop, Cleveland, Ohio. Care to mention while we're in Cleveland, Theo? You want to find out? Donovan Mitchell. He's on Twitter.
Yeah.
He tweeted that he would delete his Twitter account, his X account, if Aaron Judge hit a grand slam. Well, mere moments before this happened.
High fly ball. Right center. Bader back on the track at the wall. See ya! A grand slam! The ball kept carrying. We got a ball game.
I'm looking here on Twitter, C-Cat, and Donovan Mitchell, who is, I think, Spider Mitchell on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
He's still active.
Oh.
He's still active on Twitter. At what point are we going to start holding people to their word? So, Brandon, with you being here, again, eight-year NFL vet, Brandon Bryant here, FAU alum, I'll come clean. So, it was on these radio airwaves on ESPN 106.3 that I said, as I was ready to get out of there anyways, because of David Tepper, the owner of the Panthers, was just ruining and drowning things to the ground. I said it. If the Panthers actually go out and trade for Baker Mayfield, I was going to be officially done. I said it, and I was a man, and I stood on my word. And I had a fan free agency, and lo and behold, I became a Chiefs fan. I mean, it worked out for me. But still, I think we got to parade and picket fence and protest and get Spider Mitchell off Twitter. You can't say I'm deleting my Twitter account if a dude hit a grand slam and he does it. You still tweet.
Man, I'd say he just erases the X account and go over to Threads, man. It's the same thing. It's a win-win for everybody, man.
Threads is cool. Yeah. Do you get on Threads at all?
Man, they kind of force you to get on Threads, man. Like, they send so many updates, alerts to your Instagram page and to your emails. Like, every once in a while, you got to click on it. But I'm still on Twitter and X, man. It's just, it just feels right.
We got to get Spider off of there, man. He's got to be a man of his word like me, man. Oh, I so miss those days of rooting for the Cats, Panthers, out there at Bank of America. I heard they're getting a stadium upgrade. Good luck for them.
Next stop. Well, Get Around brings us to one place only. It's right here in the Palm Beaches because I've gone to so many good restaurants lately. Man. I've had so much nights out lately. It's always fun to discover the Palm Beaches.
I love the Palm Beaches. I love being here. I mean, Brandon, you just went to college at FAU. You're not even native to here, and look at where you're living now.
Love it, man. No place like it. No place like it.
No place. It's paradise. Absolutely paradise. And who better to share the experiences, the ambiance, and the overall love of what the Palm Beaches are than its own residents? So all summer long, you can hashtag love the Palm Beaches. Again, hashtag love the Palm Beaches. No matter if you're at a specific field that you used to play sports at, maybe a favorite dish at your favorite restaurant, any kind of summer activity you're doing, go outside, flick up, and hashtag love the Palm Beaches. Post that on social media. And then it's easy. You just hop online and go to lovethepalmbeaches.com/love. You do those two things, you can win all kind of prizes from Discover the Palm Beaches, from vacations to dining cards and everything in between. If you like free stuff and you love the Palm Beaches, it's simple. Hashtag love the Palm Beaches and hop online, fill out the form, and you could be rolling in some free prizes. We're giving out monthly prizes to residents who show off what it's like to live in paradise and hashtag love the Palm Beaches. Man, this is it's a great day to be in South Florida, mainly because all of the sports action, specifically because of the fact that the Panthers did go seven games with the Oilers. They did get their moment in the sun by themselves. It feels like we are the center of the sports world right now. Also in the NFL, though, the Miami Dolphins, they've got some big decisions to make, and we've been hearing some updates on the Tua Tagovailoa contract, what that's going to look like for the Dolphins. But I have a bigger question. Have the Dolphins already reached their ceiling with Tua at QB? We address that, plus an update on his contract negotiations when we come back. And it is fight week, right? It is UFC 303 this weekend. And you know there's only one place you can bet on sports in Florida, and that's Hard Rock Bet. It is legal in Florida. And here on ESPN 106.3, with Fight Week being in the air, Hard Rock Bet has you covered. You can bet on the entire Saturday night cards, knockout submissions, over, under, total rounds. Anything you want to get some action on, you can do it right there on Hard Rock Bet. The app, easy to download, easy to use. Try Hard Rock Bet right now. You get a no-regret first bet up to $100. That means if your bet doesn't win, you can get up to $100 back on it, right back in your pocket, and you can use it to bet on more things on Hard Rock Bet. Hard Rock Bet is Florida's sports book, offered by the Seminole Tribe of Florida. You must be 21 plus and physically present in Florida to wager. Terms and conditions apply. Concerned about gambling? Call 1-888-ADMITTED. And Brandon, you said you're a big fight guy. You looking forward to UFC 303? You're going to be able to watch some of it.
I'm looking forward to it. I'm traveling this weekend, but I'm going to make sure I make time to see it, man. I want to see that light heavyweight matchup.
Yeah, you put it on your phone, you pop a couple bets up on Hard Rock Bet, you get into the action, man. It's an easy way in. Again, though, for the Miami Dolphins, I don't know what the odds would be on them actually striking a deal with Tua this offseason or them letting him play under the fifth-year option. Either way, we answer the question, have they hit their ceiling yet? Do we already know what the Dolphins can be with Tua at quarterback? On the other side, that's Brandon Bryant, NFL vet. That's C-Cat on the ones and twos, curating the vibes. I'm Theo Dorsey. It's Theoretically Speaking on ESPN 106.3.
Live from the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios, Theo Dorsey is Theoretically Speaking. Streaming live on YouTube, here's Theo Dorsey.
Tua said the market is the market. Well, the Miami Dolphins moving pretty slowly on a deal with him. Are they telling us something that maybe they already know? We will see. The Baptist Health Orthopedic Care off-season football report, coming to you presented by Baptist Health. Is joint pain affecting your quality of life? At Baptist Health Orthopedic Care, our team is experienced in traditional joint replacement surgery as well as new, less invasive treatments with the goal of returning you to what you love as quickly as possible. Learn more by visiting baptisthealth.net/ortho today. Baptist Health Orthopedic Care combines its resources of experienced physicians and leading-edge treatments and technology to provide advanced orthopedic, foot and ankle, joint replacement, spine, and sports medicine care. Visit baptisthealth.net/ortho for more information today. Baptist Health Orthopedic Care has offices conveniently located in Palm Beach County through the Florida Keys. Learn more by visiting baptisthealth.net/ortho. We got NFL vet Brandon Bryant in the room, also author of children's book. You have one out and one on the way. The one you have with you is So You Want to Be an Athlete, that you've been marketing. Are we going to be able to later on in the show talk, at least give the debut title, the title of the next book?
For sure. I love to.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. We'll hold that off. We'll hold all that right off before we get to that. I do want to get to the Baptist Health Orthopedic Care offseason football report. People are starting to slow down on their reports. So, 3 or 4 weeks ago, everyone was all in. We had Cameron Wolf from NFL Network on this show itself saying Tua's going to get that contract and the number's going to come in around $50 million annually. That's up there with Herbert. That's past Herbert, actually, up there with Trevor Lawrence and what Jared Goff just signed. Tua said the market is the market. Jeff Darlington was very optimistic, ESPN's Jeff Darlington. But on NFL Live just yesterday, here he is sounding a little bit more nervous about whether or not that deal gets done.
You've got a situation because right now the Dolphins are not offering the contract that is the market value based on those other deals that were done. Ooh. So if this gets there, it's just going to require more negotiations. And we're not to panic point just yet. I just think that my optimism earlier has to be slightly scaled back at this point, given all of those factors currently in play.
We have a situation on hand right now. The Miami Dolphins don't feel like the type of team that want to roll into the season with Tua's long-term situation still in question, right? But they also probably don't like the way that the market went with Trevor Lawrence getting a deal that has him at $50-plus million annually, with Jared Goff, who was just in the NFC Championship game, doing the same, whereas Tua has yet to win a playoff game with the Dolphins, yet to win a December-plus game that's meaningful. This is a tricky territory, especially for a team that just paid both of its wide receivers. Brandon Bryant, I got to ask you, do you feel like the Dolphins have already reached what their ceiling can be with Tua Tagovailoa at quarterback?
I think this is a big prove-it year for the Dolphins. One, you know, like you said, you got all the weapons. And two, man, the Bills are in sort of a slump. They just let Diggs go. Gabe Davis is gone. Mitch Morris is gone. You know, we don't know if the Bills are going to be the same team. The Jets are struggling. The Patriots are what they've been going through the last couple of years. They got a new head coach. So if the Dolphins can't do it this year, then I think they have to revisit that. But it's a lot of money involved, so you know they got some big decisions to make.
Right, and that's the thing. The problem is it's the money that's involved and the commitment that the team would have to make to Tua Tagovailoa. We said the year before was a prove-it year. You got to prove to us you can play through the season healthily. He did that, right? He played all 17 games. He just ran up into Patrick Mahomes in the playoffs in sub-zero conditions at Arrowhead Stadium. Well, the Dolphins, if they're going to be winning a playoff game, if they're going to snap this embarrassing streak they have of 24 years of not winning a game, they're going to need to win the division. And to be able to do that, like you said, this is the year that it's most wide open. The Jets are old, right? The Bills, like you said, are a little depleted on their roster, and the Dolphins seem to have brought most of their guys back, though they had some changeups on defense. I'm going to list off to you the highest paid quarterbacks here in the NFL, and you stop me when you believe Tua can find his place on this list, all right? So at number one, and this is annual per year, at number one, we have the Bengals, Joe Burrow. No, nothing. Number two is Trevor Lawrence. No, not quite. Jared Goff.
That's debatable.
It's debatable.
It's debatable.
Okay, I want one that he's decidedly better than. A guy that you would say, okay, Tua, he got paid this, so you get paid more. Justin Herbert with the Chargers.
No.
Tough. Lamar Jackson with the Ravens.
No.
Ain't no way.
No way.
Jalen Hurts with the Eagles.
No.
Whew. Here we go. Kyler Murray with the Cardinals.
No. Getting close, though. We're getting warmer. We're getting warmer.
Oh, man.
Deshaun Watson with the Browns.
No.
Kirk Cousins with the Falcons?
No.
Oh, my goodness. I shouldn't even ask the next one. It's Patrick Mahomes with the Chiefs. Josh Allen with the Bills.
No.
Matthew Stafford with the Rams.
No.
Yeah. Dak Prescott with the Cowboys.
We're getting real close.
Okay, we're getting there. This one is it right here. This one is it. This one is in the NFC East. Daniel Jones with the Giants.
Yes. Tua. Taking Tua.
Okay. Yeah. So, as I recall, Daniel Jones, I believe, is right around $40 million a year. So, you would then agree with the Dolphins. You don't think that Tua should get that $50-plus million extension this offseason.
The salary caps went up. The market's changed. He's right. You got to pay him what he's worth. It's crazy that these guys, you know, it's not crazy. I agree with him. But if you're a starting quarterback in the NFL, you pretty much end up in one or two buckets. You know, either you're going to get paid like a top five player, you're going to reset the market, or they're going to let you go. And I don't think they're in a position to let him go and start from scratch. So,
right. Yeah. And right now they got him under that fifth-year option. They can let him play through that. The only problem would be if you're Mike McDaniel and the Miami Dolphins, you're going to have a good offense. It's going to be a top five offense in the regular season. Tua's going to put up good numbers again. And also, as a franchise, as an organization, you hope that you get over that hump and win a playoff game. If you let Tua roll through this season on the fifth-year option, and then after he has a good season and maybe you do get that playoff win, now you have to pay Tua?
Yeah.
Price is only going up.
Yes.
And that's the danger that teams find themselves in. If you want to get yourself out of danger, into a place where winning is just, it just comes second nature, well, you're going to want to go to the flagship campus of Kaiser University. Kaiser University, the Seahawks have won 22 national championships, including back-to-back natties in men's lacrosse, three straight NAIA women's swimming and diving titles. I mean, they just sweat championships over there. They bleed titles. And of course, they have the first national championship in football this past season. KU has also captured 61 regular season championships, as well as 63 conference tournament titles. And they have that precious Learfield Cup trophy. Nobody defends the beach like Kaiser, right? We see that cup trophy over there at the beach. We talk about a team that defends the beach on a daily basis. We're talking about the Kaiser Seahawks. And to stay up to date with the Kaiser Seahawks athletic programs, that's KUSeahawks.com. KUSeahawks.com. And in season, just pull right up to the flagship campus of Kaiser University and check in on the fellas. Brandon Bryan in with us. We got C-Cat on the ones and twos. When we come back, we finally decide. We play a game of who missed the cut between the top four pro sports teams here in South Florida. Who missed the cut, as in which team will not be the next to win a championship? It's tough. It's starting to turn into title town out here now that the Panthers have captured one. We'll see how we decide that thing out. That's Brandon Bryan. I'm Theo Dorsey. We're Theoretically Speaking on ESPN 106.3.
Live from the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios, Theo Dorsey is Theoretically Speaking. Streaming live on YouTube, here's Theo Dorsey.
If you were with us for Monday's show, you would know the Duffy's MVP of the weekend, Angel Reese, with that big-time double-double in the win over the Indiana Fever. Gotta show some love. And you also know Duffy Sports Grill is the place to go if you want to check out any of the action. I know that we're done with the Cup Finals. The Cats made it happen, right? NBA is done as well. But they got 80 or more television screens. So as we move into the summer months and we have the Paris Games going on, as we move into those months where there's multiple games, multiple things going on you want to see at once, 80 or more televisions at every location, that's the way to go. Plus, I mean, you can't beat those starters. Firecracker shrimp, amazing mozzarella sticks. And Duffy Sports Grill was voted the best sports grill in 2024 because of those award-winning burgers and award-winning wings. Duffy'sMVP.com. That's where you sign up to be a rewards winner, an MVP like me. And you can start tracking those rewards every time you get a two-for-one drink, which, again, is all day, every day. At Duffy's, our game is always on. Brandon Bryant with us here. 8-year NFL vet, had a stint with the Giants, with the Bills, had a cup of tea with the Miami Dolphins as well, right?
A cup of tea, yes.
Yes. I mean, it's good out here in South Florida, man. It's nice to do so. But more importantly, you're here to promote what you're doing in your post-NFL career, which is you are a child's book author and a dang good one at that. You already have one book in front of us we talked about, So You Want to Be an Athlete. We're going to take you home today with your next book. You have not publicly announced this anywhere else yet. It is a exclusive on Theoretically Speaking as we take you home. I know who I want to take me home. Take me home. You have your Ath Literacy Unleashed event at Norman J. Wembley Community Gymnasium, July 18th, 6 p.m., Lake Worth Library, helping put that thing on. By then, you'll probably have this ready to go, or no, the new book?
Oh, yeah, it's ready to go. It's just, you know, we just got to push the button, and it's out.
Well, let's hit that red button. What's the name of your new book that'll be out and hitting all over the nation?
So I got to bring up some suspense about it. So the book is about bite prevention, consent, and, of course, you know, fun. So this book is called Can I Pet That Dog?
Can
I pet that dog?
Yeah. I like it. That's got a ring to it. Yeah. That's got a ring to it. And you're trying to keep kids safe from pets in the street, I'm guessing.
Yeah, you know, you always want to ask, you know, as a kid, you know, kids, they like dogs. They run up to them. They get in their face. They might lick them, kiss them. But you don't want to do that with every dog. So you always want to ask the owner, can I pet that dog? And that's what this book is about. It's about consent and just, you know, the proper protocol to approach an animal.
Brandon Bryant with us here today on Instagram. Your books page is Brandon's Books, right?
Yes, Brandon's Books.
That's Brandon with an I-N, B-R-A-N-D-I-N. Look him up and tap in. The guy's doing great work helping improve literacy, not just here in the state of Florida, but all over America, and you know we need it. Thank you so much for kicking it with us here today. I know you got some traveling to do on the other side. You stay safe, and you keep those kids reading. On the way out, I'll give you all this message. You already love us, right? You're showing love by being tapped into Theoretically Speaking. Show some love to Brandon and his books and get the book that's already out, So You Want to Be an Athlete. Amazon, they can get it there, right?
Yes, sir.
Good seeing you. Have a good hump day. Go in love. Go in peace. Go enjoy.